Well, they've put aside $20 billion, but BP said today they've spent $8 billion so far on the response to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. That's a cost that includes containment of the spill, relief well drilling, the static kill, and all that cementing, grants to the Gulf states, claims paid, and federal costs. This is what the energy giant has reported. But BP is also warning Congress that it may not have the money to pay for all of the damages caused by its oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico if lawmakers pass legislation that bars the company from getting any new offshore drilling permits. Joining us now from Houston is Clifford Krause, national business reporter with the New York Times. Good morning, Clifford.
Good morning.
I'm a little confused. I mean, I thought BP put aside the money, so that's sort of hard money in a kind of an escrow account, and that whatever Congress does is not going to affect the claims process. What's going on here?
Well, they are putting that money aside, and BP is saying they stand by their commitment to the White House. The threat, if that's even the word, is a bit vague and elliptical. What they're saying is they may not have the capability of paying up everything that may be due if they are not allowed to drill in the Gulf of Mexico. There's legislation which is percolating through the House and the Senate. A bill that passed the House a couple of months ago, basically without mentioning BP by name, precludes them from drilling. This would not only impact their operations in the Gulf in the future, but their current operations and fields that they currently lease. And so what BP is saying is we won't have the capacity to pay because 25% of their profits comes from the Gulf.
And indeed, analysts say that the Gulf is a real profit center for the industry at large. Would the industry view an action like this of Congress's as precautionary or just punitive?
Well, it would be punitive.
So it would be punishment in addition to whatever they're going to pay out for claims and whatever they owe the federal government. And in that sense, the industry would probably react negatively to that.
Well, the industry doesn't like the legislation, but for other reasons. The legislation would basically prohibit any smaller companies from drilling because only those companies with the wherewithal to pay the insurance and damages from a major spill could drill in the future. But that's another point. On the BP matter, any company that would in the future cause 10 or more deaths would be precluded from drilling for 7 years.
Wow.
So, of course, in the BP case, 11 rig workers were killed. And so they would be precluded from drilling for 7 years. Now, in their current operations, an oil well normally loses about 10% of its productivity a year. So you need to constantly drill to replace your production.
And I'm wondering if this is an indication of how the cost of doing business in the Gulf is likely to change in the wake of the BP spill, in the sense that insurance rates are going to go up, the cost of what could possibly go wrong. And is this a bill in Congress a sign of rewriting the rules for the Gulf, or is it going to be maintained as business as usual?
Well, it is a sign. First of all, we don't have legislation approved by both houses yet, so
right.
We don't know what the regulations are going to look like. But there's little doubt that there will be more regulation and there will be higher costs. How much higher? We're not sure. But people in the industry tell me that this is a very resilient industry, one that will be able to work through these future rules. We're talking about a huge reservoir of oil in the Gulf of Mexico, in a world where it's become increasingly difficult for private companies to drill in the Middle East, in parts of Latin America, where national oil companies dominate.
And are we already seeing the rise in insurance rates for companies that operate in the Gulf as an immediate consequence of the BP disaster?
I'm not sure about that because you have a drilling moratorium right now. I'm not sure whether that's detectable yet, but there's no doubt that insurance rates will go up. I mean, you have a situation, we don't even know what BP is going to have to pay out in future years. The $80 billion, the $20 billion escrow fund may not be enough. That is not a ceiling.
Well,
meet all of the liabilities.
Let's follow that logic then. This isn't necessarily a threat to Congress, but perhaps a warning. If BP doesn't have the money to cover its long-term costs resulting from this bill, then who pays?
That's a good question. And I think you've pinpointed what BP is saying here. BP's threat, bargaining chip, whatever you want to call it, is basically saying, look, we're not threatening. There's no quid pro quo, but if you take away our capacity to generate revenue, how are we going to pay? Now, they're selling $30 billion of assets around the world. They've already suspended their dividend, so they are raising cash, but we don't know how much they're going to owe in damages due to the spill yet.
Can they threaten bankruptcy and get out of obligations?
Well, that seemed to be more to the point a couple of months ago, where the company really seemed to be at risk. The well has stopped flooding. We seem to be at the beginning of the end of this, and so unlimited liabilities don't seem to be what's going to happen. But $20 billion may not be enough.
Well, it's all business now in the Gulf. The oil business has certainly changed since the BP disaster. Clifford Krause, a national business reporter with the New York Times, talking to us from Houston. Thank you, Clifford.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.